and a cross in between, and you need two of them not connected to each other.
You'd straighten your hair using a comb and
a brush.
And if you were going to use that, you'd say you were going to
comb your hair.
Or?
I very rarely say brush.
And you'd sharpen a straight razor using a leather
strap.
What would you sharpen a small knife on?
Sharpening stone.
What about a larger thing like an axe? You'd sharpen that on a...
A wheel.
What kind of wheel?
That's just a sharpening wheel.
And where would you put the pistol?
A bullet.
Any other name for that?
A shell, cartridge.
Okay, is cartridge and bullet the same thing?
Yeah.
And?
Or a round.
What do you mean a round?
Just a round, R-O-U-N-D. Would be the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
As a bullet and a cartridge. Mm-hmm.
If a wagon wheel was squeaking, you'd say you had to do what to it?
Oil.
Or what do you say you had to do to your car sometimes?
Grease it.
Okay, you'd say yesterday he...
Greased.
And if grease got all over your hands, you'd say your hands were...
Greasy.
Hmm?
Greasy.
Did you ever say greasy instead of greasy?
No. Greasy.
And the inside the tire of the car, they used to have an inner
tube.
And if someone had just built a boat and they were going to put it in the water for the first time, they'd say they were going to
launch it.
What different kinds of boats do people have?
Sailboats, powerboats, skiffs.
What shape is a skiff?
Just a small boat, any shape.
Pointed or flat at the end? Or
no, there's no distinction. A skiff could be anything small.
Oh, I don't. Did you want me
no.
to?
No.
What are the things that are they have in southern Louisiana that are...
Lafitte skiffs.
What's a Lafitte skiff look like?
It's mainly for shrimping. It's pointed at the front, flat at the back with a large transom with an overhanging thing on the transom for the shrimp and the operator to stand on. It's open. It has two butterfly nets.
Mm-hmm.
Hanging from the top.
And the thing, something that children play on, you take a board and fix it over.
Seesaw.
You saw some children playing on that and say they were...
Seesaw.
Did you ever hear any other name for seesaw?
Yeah.
And did you ever hear of taking a board and fixing it down at both ends?
Okay.
See, something that children would play on, it would be kind of like a trampoline, but they'd take a board and it's fastened down at both ends. It'd be a limber board. And they could stand in the middle and jump up and down on it.
We used to use those at work. We'd call it a scaffold. But you'd never play on it.
Did you ever hear of a joggling board? Did you ever hear that?
No. That sounds very country.
Something, you take a board and fasten it down to a stump or something, it'd spin around and around. Essentially a merry-go-round, but a homemade one. And you'd tie a long rope to a tree limb and put a seat on it, and it'd be making
a swing.
And what could you carry coal in?
A bin.
Okay. What does a bin look like? What size?
No, scratch that. You'd carry coal in a basket. You'd put it in a bin.
Mm-hmm.
A bin would just be a large box.
And what would you use to move bricks or something heavy like that?
A wheelbarrow.
Did you ever hear the term Georgia buggy?
Mm-mm.
And the thing that runs from the stove to the chimney?
The stovepipe.
Okay. And what does that fit into?
You mean on the stove or on the chimney?
In the chimney part?
Just the chimney, I guess.
Okay. And if your door hinge was squeaking, you could put a few drops of...
Oil.
And what do people burn in lamps?
Oil. Or kerosene.
Is that the same?
No. There are different lamps, different designations.
Mm-hmm.
Gasoline in some. Depends on the lamp.
Gasoline?
Yeah, gasoline. I've heard of that. It's not the safest thing, I don't guess. But I've heard it.
Do you ever hear of anybody making a lamp? Using a rag and a bottle and some kerosene? Taking it like a Coke bottle?
Like a Molotov cocktail?
Yeah, only not letting it slip all the way down into it.
Yeah.
Do you ever hear of a flambeau?
Yeah, sure.
What's that?
That's a log, a pole with a board, probably 4 feet across and 2 feet high,
mm-hmm.
nailed to the top of it with a can on top of the pole, and several lines coming down going to burners,
mm-hmm.
and the kerosene would be put in the top can, and it would run down to these burners.
And they'd call that a...
What?
That was called a...
A flambeau.
Where was that used?
During parades, Mardi Gras. Mm.
Do you see that now? Or is it...
Yeah, certain parades. Still preserve it.
Zulu?
Now Zulu runs during the day. Some of the night parades do it. The person who carries it is also...